what do you call the flatland up out by the ocean where the salt water comes in on it when the tide's up?
Well, it's just a flat land. That's all. The tide comes up and goes down. Leave it. That's all. And it's just like hard marshes, we call it. As long as it's nip tide, the water never covers it. But this is soon as the spring tide, it'll cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that spring is off, and then it don't cover it no more. Till next spring.
Would you call it a marsh, whether it's got fresh water or salt water?
No, it wouldn't be a marsh if it's fresh water.
What would it be then?
Well, it would just be a place that is flooded because it ain't in the marsh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it was in the marsh or on the edge of the marsh, well, then you could call it marshland. Yeah.
What about if it were up in the freshwater area, but be like a marsh, but it have trees and that kind of stuff growing in it?
Yeah, well, now if you've been up in the freshwater up on the hill, and mostly just like this place behind the house, and now we call it a pond.
Pond?
Yeah. You see, because it's low, no water is here, but back down there now it's up in the edge of my field.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a low place, that's a pond. And when they're large, they call it a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it depends on how big it is.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Depends upon how large you do.
What kind of soil do you have?
Soil, sandy soil. Now, out on the highway, that's clay soil.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sandy. I found a little clay down there when I dug the cesspool for Judge Price Place. I found a little clay. It's a lovely dog. I didn't know it was clay anywhere around here. But I found a little clay there. A young man came in, brought my over to drive out there on the 17, and he'd been in red clay because he'd come back there on the ogre. I said, well, he didn't clean all this off, but that's all right about that. That's pure red clay. Well, some places the clay is yellow, kind of yellowish. It looks like the thing up there. But some places you find it red, just like that thing up yonder.
Yeah.
That's fly swatter.
But you ever hear a name for it if it's about half sand and half clay?
Mix.
Mix.
Yeah, half sand, half clay. They mix.
Then
there's the sand, the gravel sand. It's all sand. And I seen that in two different color. I seen some gray one, and then I seen some clear. Well, we would call it white, but it ain't white sand. But we would call it white.
What about a thing that comes out of the ocean or goes into the ocean? It'd be like a river, but smaller. What would you call that?
Oh, well, now we call that a creek.
Now, what about if it were on up and it was fresh water and it ran into the river? Would you still call it a creek or you call it something else?
Creek right on. Yeah, it ain't nothing but a creek.
And what about the flatland that's alongside a creek? It might get flooded in the spring when there's heavy rain, but otherwise it's good good pasture, good cropland.
Well, I could say that just, I wouldn't have a special name for that. That runs up onto the hill like that, you see, because it all connected both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tide affects it. And I wouldn't know what special name to give that, you know.
What about, what would you call some flatland that it wouldn't ever get flooded, but couldn't grow much but say grass or clover or something like that, good pasture land?
Well, you see now, you take, say for an instant over there, it could have been a long big place in there that is just low.
Mm-hmm.
Why,